Speaking of swimming, we're off to Albany because you might have seen in the news the last 24 hours, this happened to a 17-year-old bloke by the name of Luke Pascoe.
Luckily, I had my mate Connor there who, if not for him, I would not be here right now. I owe my life to him.
So he was spearfishing off Albany and was attacked by a great white shark and was bitten on the leg. Connor Shirley is his best mate, and he's the one who actually piggybacked him to shore, and Connor joins us now. Good morning.
Morning.
Connor, it must have been absolutely terrifying. You're young men, you're all of 17 years of age, and you're out there and your friend gets bitten by a shark. We believe you carried him 2 kilometres to safety.
Yeah, it was a really scary moment, but we both got through it together, and over the rocks, we were laughing and making jokes. With that pump full of adrenaline, we were having a fat time.
Oh. Connor, you're an absolute legend. Hey, how is Luke? Is he all right? All good?
Yeah, he came out of surgery yesterday at about 2:33 o'clock, and yeah, it all went good. They've reattached his patella tendon, and he's going to be okay.
Right,
mate. Now, tell us about this shark, because we've heard stories that this thing was an absolute monster.
Oh yeah, it was. It was huge, and it just came out of nowhere. But at the same time, it was the prettiest looking shark. There was no scars on it, nothing. It was like in pristine condition.
Yeah, oh, isn't that beautiful? And I've heard you boys, you know, saying, "Hey, leave them alone. They're gorgeous. You know, they're incredible creatures, right?"
Yeah, exactly.
Now, when you say, like, you know, this thing was a big shark, how big are we talking? Well, what can we relate it to here?
The size of a car, at least. Not like a little buzz box, like a Getz or something. I'm talking about like the length of a cruiser or something long. It was a big shark.
Wow. And Connor, I mean, you know, we say we don't know what type of person you're going to be until you're faced with a situation and you have to act immediately. And lots of us don't know if it's we're going to panic and do nothing. This was the actions of a hero, I think, grabbing your friend and going, "I'll carry you. I've got you, bud," even if you did think you were having a good time on the adrenaline. And and so did you have even a moment of, "Oh, God, what do I do?" Or did you just find you threw yourself in without thinking?
I just did it without thinking. I did not think about it. The only thing I thought about was just getting him out of the water into the hospital.
Connor, the fact you were diving off Mistaken Island, did that not give you... Was it not written on the can that you shouldn't have been there?
Yeah, well, Luke and I have heard about that shark around that area for quite a while, but we just thought it's one in a million chance that we'll actually see it. But, yeah, it was that one chance, and we did.
Yeah, you're too right.
Was it described to you the same way you described to us? An absolutely beautiful, pristine shark, guys. You might chance across it if you're out there by Mistaken Island.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine if we got on a marine biologist and they're like, "Look, it wasn't a Hyundai Getz, but it was."
Connor, we're so proud of you. Everyone is. It's an incredible feat, and not a position any of us would want to be in, because, quite frankly, I don't know if we're that good of friends. Nah. Like, it's a good friend move to do something like that. Does he owe you anything now?
No.
Nah. It's just even Stevens.
Maybe frozen Coke from Macca's.
Frozen Coke from Macca's.
Good man.
Get the large one, mate. Get the large one. Good on you, Connor.
Remember when you were 17 and all your problems were solved by
a frozen Coke? Too right.
Hey, Connor, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. You're an absolute ripper, and pass on all our best to Luke when you catch up with him, will you?
Will do. No problem. Thanks for having me.